A Spoiled Princess. Once upon a time, there lived a princess named Radmila. As the only daughter of a great queen and a king, Radmila was spoiled and selfish. She had everything, from gorgeous dresses to the most expensive dolls. She also had a maid named Nadia. Nadia was kind and sweet, but she had to do everything for the princess. She did Radmila's homework, put away the princess's toys, and even tied Radmila's shoelaces. While Princess Radmila had everything, she was never satisfied. "This ice cream is too icy," she would shout. "This dress is too shiny," she would yell. This continued on and on until one day, Radmila got lost in the woods after staying out to play. Scared and shivering, Radmila trudged through the snow until she saw a small ruined hut in the distance. When she knocked, she was surprised to see Nadia open the door. "Your Majesty, you must be freezing. Please come inside." The princess entered the hut and immediately scrunched her nose in disgust. The room smelled musty and had just a small table and two broken chairs, dimly lit by one lamp. "You must be hungry," Nadia said, as she draped the princess's soaked coat on one of the chairs. "Yes, I am. I want lobster and ginger juice," the princess declared. Nadia looked down. "I'm sorry, but I don't have such a rich feast." The little maid put a slice of bread on a plate and a glass of milk. Radmila's eyes flashed in rage. She was about to start shouting when she looked over at Nadia's plate, which had even less bread. The sight stopped her from saying anything, and the princess ate her modest dinner. It wasn't as fancy as lobster and ginger juice, but she was no longer hungry. After dinner, Radmila started to feel tired. "I'm exhausted. I want a silk nightgown and a blanket of the warmest wool," the princess demanded. Shaking her head, Nadia said, "I'm sorry, but I don't have such cozy bedding." Instead, the maid took out her torn pajamas and a rough blanket. Radmila bristled, but she lay down in the little bed. No lobster, and now no good blankets. Then she realized that Nadia didn't have those things either, but she had still shared everything she had. With these thoughts, she fell asleep. In the morning, Radmila helped to clean the house and hug Nadia. "Thank you for taking care of me last night and every day. I'm going to be a better princess and friend now." Nadia smiled. "I'm glad, and you're welcome. Now let's take you home." When they arrived at the castle, Radmila ran to her parents. "Mama, Papa, I got lost, but Nadia helped me." Then she took a deep breath. "Being with Nadia made me think about how to be a good princess. I want to start with helping everyone in the kingdom." The queen looked at the king, then at her daughter, then at Nadia. "I think you're right," the queen said. "We will build houses for everyone and make sure that they have good food, clothes, work, and medicine." The king smiled in agreement, but then his face turned serious. "Radmila, I think it's also time to make other changes. Nadia should get to have her own dreams, so from now on, you have to do things for yourself." For a second, Radmila was angry. She didn't want to do homework, but then she saw Nadia's face and remembered how she had forced her maid to do things that she should have done herself. Radmila squared her shoulders and took a deep breath. It was time to be a good princess. "You're right, Papa." Behind her, Nadia grinned and jumped for joy. From that day on, the princess appreciated everything she had. She was modest and humble, helping everyone in need. And best of all, she became best friends with Nadia.